This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. And once again, we don't mention this much, but we do our due diligence to background check companies to make sure we are bringing you good quality companies. And then we have a help box right there on our homepage. And, of course, our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Well, today is always good, every Monday, to welcome Kyle Odell in studio, Modell, Winkfield, Roseman, and Ship. How are you, sir?
Doing great. Doing great. I blew right in the doors.
Did you just blow up here to the 12th floor?
Right, exactly.
Man, yeah. It is windy. Yeah, I'd hate to be landing at DIA over the next few hours.
Yeah, you come in sideways.
No
kidding. It'd be a good time.
Well, again, Kyle has been with us every Monday now for, this year, and then all throughout the last couple of years has been doing shows with us here. OWRSfirm.com, their number, 303-780-7350, 303-780-7350. And Kyle is always kind enough to give our listeners from Haystack Help a free consultation if you'd like to meet with him. Well, Kyle, I'm going to let you handle today's topic. I saw this the other day, actually, on Facebook, and you did this on NBC, I believe it was.
Yes.
Here in Denver, and it was funny, the ratios of who was honest and with themselves, I should say.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, showed me how many people weren't honest, because I'm telling you, I think the percentage is way up there. But tell us about our topic today.
Well, we're going to talk about infidelity,
okay,
or financial fidelity, however you want to, you know, state this. And so, yes, we talked about it on NBC last week, and it's funny, when we first started off talking about the topic about, you know, do you share all the things you do financially with your spouse? You know, the numbers were about, you know, 30% no, I don't, and 70% saying yes. You know, I'm completely honest. I cover everything. And then by the end of the show, how we were closer to 50-50.
It was. So, I mean, I took a screenshot of it and sent it to Cassie.
Right, right. So, you know, families definitely opened up there after a while. So, you know, when we're looking at this, you know, the question is, how honest are you with your spouse about money? There's a company called The Balance, and they created a financial 50 Shades of Gray, if you will. They called it the Financial Shades of Gray quiz. And over 27% of respondents said that they had been dishonest or lied about taking money from a joint account with their spouse. And then 23% people answering the quiz loaned money to a friend or loved one without telling their spouse. And so one of the things we're doing today, and I'm really excited about this, is today we have Dr. Maureen Creel. She's an expert who counsels couples on communication when it comes to financial matters. So, Dr. Creel, thanks for coming on today.
Absolutely.
And, you know, being in my business, you know, I'm talking with families, you know, all, you know, every day and all day about their finances and the decisions that they make and things that they're doing. And money, of course, we've all heard that money is the number one cause of breakups. So maybe you could talk about that just a little bit.
It's definitely high on the list. So if we were going to rate it, I would definitely say it's one or two on a list of what causes a breakup. But communication is definitely number one. And if you're not communicating, I was just listening to you before I came on, and it seems like there's a 50-50 on one of the things that you did at NBC, where people are not communicating about their finances. And so that becomes the issue, is there is a lot of dishonesty in the relationship and the lack of trust. So finances is up there. We could put it one or two, but it's communication about the finances.
Yeah, you know, I see it every once in a while, and I think we'll get into some of those. You know, I can talk about some of the stories that I've seen over the years after 20-plus years, and I've seen some odd things at times that occur in relationships with finances. what are your thoughts on a couple having separate accounts rather than a joint account that they both share in when it comes to their finances? What are your thoughts on having a, you know, a separate account? Does that create too much room there for dishonesty where you can really do what you wish with your own money without your spouse seeing anything?
Now, that's a couple of different questions in one. So let me break that up a little bit. With my couples in session, I encourage them to have their own accounts, but I also encourage them to have a joint account. I think that there is a level of independence that a person needs, and you don't, and let's just talk about a gift. You don't want to go buy a gift for your wife and have her look at the bank account and say, oh, he went to Tiffany, you know, today.
Yeah. She gets the alert on her phone before you even get to give it to her that there was a charge, right? Yeah.
Right, right. And hopefully it was for your wife. So there's
that's another show.
I think that there's a level of independence that each person needs. I mean, when you're marrying, you're coming together as one, but that doesn't mean that you don't have your own life that you get to still do. It's a little bit complicated. And then beyond that, the joint account is because you have the same goals. And there's a home goal, and within that there's a lot of bills. And Kyle, I'm sure this is part of your expertise where you have them, you know, balance and budget that out. But it's where, as an agreement of what's coming in and what you're putting into the joint account, I think that really joins the couple. And I don't think that, to answer the part about room for dishonesty, I don't believe so, because I don't believe that the separate accounts should be a secret. I think that if you wanted to go move money from your wife's account to the joint account because she was on a cruise, that you should have that ability to do that.
I agree. You know, the clients that I've worked with on that end, and it goes right back to what you said at the beginning there, Dr. Creel, is that, you know, if you're going to have separate accounts, perfectly fine. Just make sure that you are communicating about that. And
exactly.
That, you know, whether you're talking once a year, you know, at the beginning of the year and saying, okay, here are our goals as a family this year, where we're going to save X amount of dollars, or we're going to pay down this debt, whatever that may be. As long as you're communicating and you're on the same page in terms of your financial goals. And then if you have some extra cash to do some things with, I find a lot of couples where, you know, on my end, maybe I'll have some extra cash on the side so that I can go play golf and my wife's not looking, because I know she doesn't want to see how much I spend on a round of golf. But then vice versa, you know, on her side, I don't want to know how much she spends to, you know, go get her hair done. Or
no, right. You don't.
No,
yeah, that's not, more than golf.
Right, exactly. My $20 haircut is not anywhere near. And so I think having some of those extra, you know, whether it's a stash of cash or a separate account, whatever that may be, I'm perfectly fine with that. And I find that my clients they do great with those types of situations where they fall apart. It goes right back to your first point, is if they're not communicating on their overall financial picture and they're not on the same page in terms of savings and debt, that's right. When you have problems.
I mean, it's simple math. There's a salary that we make, or an hourly, or however your income comes in. So it's not a secret of what somebody is bringing into the relationship. There can be, like you were saying, like side cash. And I think that's misleading, because it's not side cash that your wife doesn't know about. It's just money that's not accounted for in the budget for what you guys agreed on. And I think that everybody should have that.
Right.
It's possible. Some people don't make enough money to have any side cash. And I mean, that's a totally different conversation that we would have to have financially for them.
Sure. So Dr. Maureen Creel is our guest. Again, Kyle Odell is with us, Modell, Wingfield, Roseman & Chip. So do you find, you know, in that first initial consultation, first of all, is there a certain age group that you normally work with?
No. I have young couples who are just getting married, to couples who are dealing with retirement now and what that brings.
Okay. Do you find most people, whether young or in senior years, they don't sit down and talk about this very much, just even the matter of finances?
Absolutely. And my husband is actually a financial advisor here in Michigan, and I don't know if he taught me this or it was something I was already doing, but we meet once a month out of our home so that we're equal. And this, we have a spreadsheet of our what we're spending our money on and what we're bringing in and what our goal is. And it just kind of makes it very simple. We're not mad at each other because we're at a Starbucks, so we don't want anybody to see it. And but we're talking in a very calm manner. And just once a month, we're making sure we're on the same page in what we're spending and what we're saving. So I encourage all of my couples to do something similar to that. Maybe they don't want to go to Starbucks, but, you know, somehow get out of the home, away from the, if the wife or the husband has a desk in the office at their house, then that's that person's area. The other person is a guest. So if you leave the home and you go somewhere neutral, you're both on the same team working and communicating.
Mm-hmm. And you may want to go to a public place to have this meeting, Paul.
You know, it works for us. Some people love to do that. But for us, we're just kind of pointing at the spreadsheet and saying, oh, okay, look at how much, you know, we paid off on the couch or you know, whatever it may be. And it's exciting to see that you're moving in a direction of growth, hopefully. I mean, the financial meeting is to make sure a lot of the disagreements in relationships are secret debt. And so it's a way to kind of say, here are the things that we're borrowing if we had to borrow, and here's how we're getting out of that.
Right. So let me ask you a quick question here. So, you know, you're meeting with a husband and wife, and they're talking, and one of them maybe is the excessive spender, at least in the other one's mind.
Right.
How well do those conversations go when that person is telling them, look, we would be this much better off and be able to say this much if you would stop spending this much money, you know, doing this? I mean, how do you get them to, again, not get that anger in there and to really come to a beneficial mode of talking?
Well, we definitely start with not blaming. So we would want to change our language, and it's not, we would be here if you don't do this, because that's a very sticky situation you put yourself in. What I like to do is say, you are great at spending. So let's work on that craft.
I feel better already because I am great at spending. Yeah.
But so the person who is the spender, allow them to spend. There's groceries, there's clothes, there's landscaping. You know, I'm not sure in each home it's going to be different, but if there's truly a spender and they like to do that, then as long as you're communicating, again, back to that special word, they can do what they're best at, as long as it's within reason and there's honesty and trust. I mean, there's so much more to this than just the financial part of it, but communication.
So,
does that answer your question?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yep. So, you know, as we're, we're working on getting them on the same page, and we're not going to, you know, we're going to start off with building that other person up and make them feel so good about how well they spend money. I love that part.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I want to sit down and talk already.
Yeah.
Right. So what are are there any other things we can do there to get that couple on the same page just overall when it comes to budgeting, saving, planning? You know, what are some things that we can talk through to help bring them together and get them on the same page? Because what I find so often with the families I sit down with is that one is more of a saver and spender, or one is more of a saver and more conservative. The other one's more of a spender. They're not quite as conservative. And so, you know, and a lot of times that person that's that, you know, maybe another way to, maybe a different way to ask this question. So often I see that the person that is a saver controls that money in that relationship on that side. And the person that's the spender, like, you know, I'll sit down with a family that has $2 million saved, and one of them wants to do a small little $10,000 remodel on the house, which will not affect their overall picture. And that person that's a saver is so tight with their money. cannot even release $10,000 to remodel their 1974 kitchen.
It's funny. I jotted down when you were asking this question, and I said the exact thing that you said, Kyle, so I think that's interesting, is a lot of times the spender doesn't actually hold the money or have the honest concept of what the money is. And it's a lot easier to spend, you know, that's why well, my opinion is that we spend money so quickly and easily now because we never really are holding it. We're never seeing it. And so there's no honest concept of what we have in the home. So I like to do everything very visual. I use Monopoly money in my office a lot because if you take $1,000 Monopoly money and, you know, just divvy it up on the things that we have to spend, it's visually, you can see how quickly it goes away. That $10,000 for the home improvement to the person who wants to hold on to it and not spend it, you're not showing them how that $10,000 when you sell is going to be $30,000. But if you visually show them how things work and the market works, and I'm not saying the other person isn't capable of understanding that, but if it's not their expertise or if it's not something that they've ever done, they don't know. So what I do in my office is try to have an understanding, utilize the strengths of each person, and visually put it out there what our goal is. So I'm in the middle of a renovation right now that's costing a lot of money, but I know in 10 years when I want to retire and sell, my 1964 kitchen is now going to be a 2018 kitchen, and that is going to make my house worth more money.
Absolutely.
But my husband helped me get there. That's not what I do for a living, so I didn't really see it the way he did.
Sure. Yeah, the kitchen's a good place to put that money in for resale. Absolutely.
Right.
Dr. Maureen Creel is our guest. Money Beliefs versus Money Realities is our show today with Kyle O'Dell. We got to take a short break. Now, if you've got any questions, if you're brave enough to call in, we don't know who you are. You can make up a name even. But if you've got any questions, we'll take your calls. 303-477-5600. We'll be right back.
Tired of being forgotten, disrespected, and not listened to when applying for a mortgage? Do you always get someone new when checking your loan status? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. We have been serving Colorado since 2001. We are closing loans in 13 to 15 days. We offer paperless applications, ability to view your loan status 24/7, loans designed to fit your needs, not the bank's, with customized terms, whether purchase or refinance, all at low rates. Take AIM for quick pre-approvals, cash out to pay off high credit card debt, and see how hundreds of our clients are saving thousands in excess interest and payments, all while owning their home faster. Find out how. Call now, 720-895-0500, and talk to your personalized mortgage professional from start to finish. 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500, where it is all about you. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers KLZ listeners complete pet care services every day, all at one location. It's so much more than a clinic and so convenient. Their expert staff is always happy to help your pet have the happy and healthy life it deserves. Schedule a medical checkup for your beloved companion or take the first step toward a better behaved buddy by signing your pup up for obedience training. Did you know that if your sweet kitty needs grooming, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is one of the few facilities that offers grooming for both dogs and cats. And if you're planning a vacation, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers boarding for dogs, cats, and other small pets so you can take your vacation without worry, knowing that your four-legged family member's home away from home has a fully equipped medical center on site. Learn more about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center at LoneTreeVet.com or call 303-708-8050.
I was hurt in a car accident. The bills were piling up and my insurance company was giving me the runaround. I didn't know what to do, but then I called a lawyer I saw on TV. That lawyer had all the tools and the knowledge to get me $1.2 million.
Whoa, whoa. When you're hurt in an accident, you need Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law, a lawyer that's going to take your case seriously and not treat you like some get-rich-quick scheme. Serious car accidents are traumatic and can completely disrupt your life. Kevin Flesh has the integrity to help you get your life back on track. He will fight for you to get what you deserve, but he won't treat you like a lottery ticket. After you've been in an accident, call Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-806-8886 and make sure you will get someone who will do the right thing and get your life back.
Lynn Lyle Chevrolet is having its year-end clearance sale on all new 2017 Chevrolets. Other Chevy dealers are offering 20% off. We're going to top that. We're offering 30% off on new Chevrolets. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LynnLyleChevy.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley, along with Kyle O'Dell. Kyle is a managing partner of O'Dell, Winkfield, Roseman, and Ship. Their number for a free consultation, you may need it after today, 303-780-7350, 303-780-7350. And their website is owrsfirm.com. Dr. Maureen Creel is our guest today.
So, Dr. Creel, had a question I want to run by you here. As we're looking with couples that are spending money each month, and I know the families that I'm dealing with, you know, each day as we're talking about their finances, everyone has different incomes coming into that household, whether it's a household income of $75,000 or $300,000. Is there a point where you should look at setting a limit for different purchases that you make? Is that something that you recommend for couples to say, hey, you know what, if you're going to go spend money on a hobby or something that you're doing, fine. But hey, if I'm going to go buy a new set of golf clubs that are going to cost me $1,500, I'm probably going to run that one by my wife. Is there a dollar amount that you say, you know what, is that something you recommend for families to do, is to, if they're going to go over a certain dollar amount, to sit down and have that conversation?
I do. But as you said, there's a different amount for each family that I see as well. So I never know what that dollar amount is. I always ask them, like, what do you think is too much? But I don't think that is something that you have to do every day. I don't think you have to come home and say, hey, I bought lunch today. Bought the kids new shoes. The limit needs to be something like you were talking about with the golf club. And that's a little bit tricky too, because if you're the golfer and your partner is not, then you don't have the knowledge of when a new set of golf clubs would make sense, right? So if that number, if you set your number at 1,000 and your golf clubs are 800, I think it would be exciting that you got new golf clubs. So I'd want you to be able to say, hey, I'm going to buy new golf clubs. It was under our limit. And that would be a great conversation to have. But I don't think that you have to ask permission, because you and your home set that limit at $1,000.
That certainly makes sense. You know, and changing gears here a little bit, I want to bring up a situation I've seen a couple times with my clients where I will have, let's say, a husband and wife where one of them will either inherit some money from a parent, or maybe their company pays a nice bonus, or there's some type of ESOP, which is a stock plan where they get a bonus from their company. So, and then when that person inherits that money or comes into that money through their job, one of the things I've seen a number of times is that they're worried that if their spouse finds out about that money, that spouse will go spend that money. And so I have a couple of clients that I've worked with where, you know, we have a separate savings account, investment account for that client that their spouse doesn't know about. And because they're worried that they'll go spend that. And tell me a little bit about, you know, how you might work through that with a couple, or should that be something that is really just left, that's a subject that should be left on and not talked about?
I'm worried about your viewers. They're going to be mad at me. okay, Kyle, in your position, I think you're doing what makes sense for that person that inherited the money or got that bonus. Mm-hmm. In my office, they're already coming to me because they want to work on their relationship. If somebody inherited money, and I always say, give it put it away. That makes sense. Talk to your financial advisor, because I don't know. And just wait a second, because the person who inherited, you want to make sure that they have no resentment towards the partner who is spending. There has to be, that's a whole other conversation. But I don't think it should be secret, because I think everything in a marriage, in a honest, trusting marriage, I believe that the communication should be open, and that there should be a conversation of, hey, I'm receiving this money. I don't know what I want to do with it yet. It is ours because we are one, but I just need to wait a second. I want to talk to Kyle. I want to make sure that we put it where it makes sense, and I don't want to just spend through it. I think that's an okay conversation to have.
Yeah, you know, and I would tell you the relationships that I've seen that particular case, I've had it a couple times. You know, and I've encouraged them, without trying to get too involved in their personal situation, I've encouraged them to, you know, to try to talk through these things. What can we do to get on the same page here? Is there something in terms of the other person's spending habits that we can fix or improve so that you do feel comfortable about, you know, sitting down with your spouse and saying, hey, look, I have come into some money here. Is there something that we can change in their spending habits? But what I have found is that most of those couples, they really don't communicate well at all. And unfortunately, you know, I have not seen good results or good outcomes in their marriages because of that, where they've really gone the wrong direction. So, yeah, I think it goes right back to that first point of communication.
Exactly. And the infidelity. I mean, if you have to hide money from your partner, that's just a different issue. But I know that when money comes in, whenever someone comes to me and they're coming into some new money that they weren't planning on, I always encourage them to talk to a financial advisor. I just say, start there, because your money can make you money, and you can learn how to live off of, I'm probably saying this incorrectly, Kyle, but live off of the profit of investing it well. I think that you have to start there before the spender gets to even spend it. Like, if they want to spend it at, oh, let's go buy a new home in the Bahamas, it would just be no. We have to wait a second and make a wise decision. I mean, yes, it's ours, but I would encourage them to live within the means that they know and they have and they are comfortable in.
Right. A couple more minutes, Dr. Creel. So, you know, when you meet with people, do you recommend, like, you know, couples meet, and this sounds weird, meet like once a month to talk about this, once a quarter, or only talk about it when they're in front of you? I mean, what do you advise as far as, you know, just staying on top of it so nothing gets, you know, maybe in that snowball effect again?
Right. When I first meet a couple, I like to see them at least the first 2 weeks. I don't like to let more than a week go by because I want to, you know, we've opened up a lot of maybe sore subjects for one of them, or, you know, there's a lot of things that come up. So I like to see them at least the next week. I always say within 4 sessions, if you don't feel like we are in a forward motion, then we need to revisit and maybe find somebody else that they can talk to that they feel open and comfortable with. Or what are they not telling me that we're not able to move forward? So I guess a long answer to your question is, within the first month, I've seen them hopefully 4 times. After that, I'm hoping that I've given them the tools that they only have to check in with me once a month, once every 3 months, you know, wherever we are at that point.
Right. Well, a lot of great information, Kyle.
There's a lot. Yeah. you know, I think there are a number of families, you know, most families that I work with that are successful financially, they've really communicated well over the years. They're on the same page where they at least sit down, I think, in most instances at the beginning of the year, and will lay out some financial goals as to, okay, I'm going to max out my 401k. You're going to max out your 401k. In addition to that, we should be able to save an additional $500 a month or whatever that may be. And, you know, we're saving this amount for our kids to go to college. Here's our goal. So they have some rough numbers that they're working off of. And, you know, at the end of the year, they can check to see, okay, how did we do? So I think that communication piece, and at least laying out some rough goals, you know, once a year to see, okay, here's what we're going to do. And then looking back at the end of the year, how did we do? You know, the families that I work with that are, you know, successful financially, they've always been on the same page. And
Kyle, I think that you are the answer to a lot of this, because you have the ability to give them a number that makes sense for their lifestyle that they should be shooting for. And so when they have these meetings or they come to my office, it's exciting when they're able to save that money and get to that. You know, and because you give them some kind of a goal to reach.
Right. Well, Dr. Creel, we'll have to do this again sometime.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Well, it's been great having you. And what's your information for people that may want to, maybe they're in, you know, they know someone in your area? Yeah.
They can look me up at balancepsychological.com.
Balancepsychological.com. All right. All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
All right. Well, God, thanks. Yeah, after all that.
Good.
I'm waiting for a text from my wife.
Good therapy session, Scott. Yeah. Yeah.
We'll get the sweat off our brows.
Maybe see you guys at Starbucks later.
Yeah, you bet. You bet. Yeah. I asked Dr. Krill. I said, hey, does this count on Cabela's purchases and, you know, different things like that? Yeah. Uh-huh. But a great topic. Absolutely. Again, give Kyle a call, free consultation, 303-780-7350, 303-780-7350, and the website, owrsfirm.com. We got to take a short break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
If you're looking for great deals on outdoor equipment and clothing, we've got you covered. Hi, this is Bill Paddock, owner of the Outdoorsman's Attic, your outdoor gear consignment headquarters. You'll save 20, 30, 40, even 50% on previously owned outdoor gear for the fisherman, hunter, and camper. We also sell live bait, firearms, and ammo. If you're doing a little spring cleaning, bring in your gear to the Outdoorsman's Attic. We'll sell it for you and put cash in your pocket. You can also pick up your hunting and fishing licenses right here at the store. Your one-stop shop for all your outdoor gear needs is the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hampton Avenue in Sheridan, Colorado. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Or visit us online at outdoorsmansattic.com. Mention Sportsman's of Colorado and receive 20% off all your outdoor clothing.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Tired of walking into your local gun store and seeing the same old thing? Hey, let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. You'll find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. Rampart Firearms is also a great stop for all of your hunting and shooting needs. Shotgun, rifle, or pistol, from predator hunting to your next big game trip, Rampart Firearms is located in Douglas County at the foot of the Rockies, just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe in Sedalia. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, and hey, you'll only pay 4% tax on your purchase. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Or visit them at rampartfirearms.com.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Whatley. Marie Christine now joins me in studio. How are you, ma'am?
Doing great. Sounds like you had an interesting conversation last segment.
Very interesting conversation. Financial fidelity, they called it. Yeah. Spouses on the same page with money. Yeah. So let's talk about health.
All right.
That's easier. Yeah. Dr. Stedman, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, bud. We're doing great. Dr. Shane Stedman joins us. Integrated Health Systems, integratedhealthdenver.com. Their number, 303-781-5617. So Dr. Stedman came in, went through all my blood work and all, which I have to say I was happy with, you know, most of the readings and all that. But I actually sent a copy of that to my dad in Dallas, and he said, wow, he looks at things that his doctor runs, and there's about, you know, 5, 6, 7 things on there. And then I show him what you do, and he went to his doctor, and he said, hey, you're cheating me. I want a blood report like that. I mean, you do run an extensive blood panels to really get the true picture of how to help us.
Well, you got to. I mean, you got to look at the full picture. It's, for me, it's frustrating when I get bits and pieces. It's like anything. If you just get bits and pieces of a story, it's really hard to decipher where you're going to go and what you're going to do, you know, unless somebody's just blatant. But, you know, the blood work gives us a full comprehensive idea of what's going on the inside and where I need to go and where I need to look and find out more information about. So
sure.
It just makes sense.
Absolutely. You know, we've been talking about the thyroid this month and a lot of the different conditions on there. And, you know, some of the things, Jess, your metabolic coordinator there had me do is increase some things just with some vitamins and supplements and different things like that. So I thought we'd talk about that just a little bit today. And I know Marie had some questions too with just supplements in general, but there are probably certain, lack of a term, but vitamins and things that really most of us should be taking on some kind of daily basis, right?
Yeah, there's definitely some things that are good for everybody to take. You know, fish oil is probably one of them that I'm a big fan of. There's, when you just look at fish oil by itself, there's a lot of talk on how it can help support proper hormone balance. Fish oil also helps with kind of more of an anti-inflammatory. And then EPA, so fish oil breaks down into two different long words that are just EPA for short, and DHA is the other one. EPA is kind of in the literature more related with like cardiovascular health and supporting, you know, anti-inflammatory for cardiovascular, where DHA is more for brain function. So people that have brain fog and depression and all those different things. So when you look at essential fatty acids or EFAs or fish oils, there's different kind of names for it. Those good omegas, those are really good for brain and heart, hair, nails, skin, hormones, you name it. It's just a good all-around supplement that everybody could really benefit from. So that's one of them.
So for somebody who's already eating what they would think of as pretty healthy, are the benefits of fish oil something they're missing, even in a healthy diet?
Yeah, usually, you know, especially being in Colorado, we're landlocked. And so the amount of, you know, good quality fish that people eat in this state, I mean, we don't eat a lot of it, you know, unless you, you know, fish for trout or, you know, if you go and buy salmon a few times a week, you know, but we just eat a lot more, you know, I know Scott eats a lot more elk and, you know, things like that.
Mountain lion.
You know, we're just more mountain lion and, you know, bobcat, you know, whatever. But we tend to eat more, you know, kind of chickens and meats and buffalo and things like that, which is really awesome for our kind of culture in Colorado, where if you go to the coastal places or islands, you know, they eat a lot more fish. Mediterranean diet is way more fish and good fats. And so you almost kind of seems like we need to supplement that a little bit more when you get into like the Midwest and some of these landlocked areas, unless you're one of those people that just loves to eat fish and then maybe you're good. But overall, it's a great thing for almost everybody to take advantage of.
Dr. Shane Stedman is our guest, Integrated Health Systems, integratedhealthdenver.com. Highly recommend. Again, so many people, you know, I run across paths with Dr. Stedman, you know, have just aren't feeling like they know they could feel or should feel, but yet so many people just put up with it. And I just keep telling everybody, hey, come there, get some blood work, and get on a path to being healthy. I mean, it's kind of easy to do, really. Just to get the answers.
Yeah, getting the answers is that's the easy part. Actually, what the hard part is implementing it.
Yeah.
And I think that's the case with everybody. I think we live busy lives, and some people have some really good family support, and other people don't. Some people can't get out of their own way, and some people can. And the implementation is the harder parts, the finding out what's wrong with people and giving them a plan is actually pretty simple. So, you know, if people are looking for like some answers to their health issues, you know, that's the easy part. So that's why we ask every single person that calls our office, are you willing to make dietary and lifestyle changes?
Right.
Because if they are, then they're going to be a good fit. And if you're not willing to make those changes, then, you know, it's probably not going to be a great fit.
Right. You know, several things that come up, and one word you probably repeat over and over daily is the word inflammation. And that came up with several of the markers on a couple of the deals that Jess wanted me to work on. So, man, talk about inflammation and some of the things that you know, you can offer, whether it be through supplements, treatment, whatever, to help us with that matter of inflammation.
Absolutely, absolutely. And kind of going back to your earlier question of, you know, what things are good for people to take, you know, you'll tend to hear things that are towards the anti-inflammatory side. You know, so fish oil. Another one is, you know, turmeric. I mean, there's so much studies coming out on turmeric and looking at brain inflammation and overall inflammation. You know, there's things called resveratrol, which is found in red wine. That's also good for inflammation. Another big term that some people have heard of and others haven't is called glutathione. And glutathione is another popular antioxidant, CoQ10. Vitamin C. I mean, it's really interesting when you do look across the landscape of nutrition and what people talk about and what's being researched the most and all these different things, they tend to be things that are anti-inflammatory or things that support a healthy immune system, because that's kind of where a lot of these diseases take place, is within being inflamed or having an abnormal immune system. And so that's kind of like some of the root causes of our issues.
Well, and I would think, Dr. Stedman, when you're talking about those lifestyle changes and how implementation can be the hardest part, adding some supplements to your diet, that actually wouldn't be too tricky. I mean, even just adding a glass of red wine every day, most people would actually probably enjoy that, right?
I'm probably recommending red wine to everybody. I probably have a whole office full of new patients tomorrow.
Have an open bottle on your counter, yeah, when they walk in. Maybe not a good idea.
I know. Like, do you want a Pinot or a Cab? You know, I think, you know, that's kind of the gig. You know, it can be really easy to add in supplements. You know, you kind of we make sure that we put them in with people's, you know, like breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You know, we can do that to make it really simple. It's a matter of like changing your routine and working through these old habits and creating new habits. And I think that's why it's good to have, you know, a support system and a spouse that's very supportive, because, like, these are changes, and we're trying to make changes within people that are not just short-term, because I don't want to be a part of somebody's yo-yo, you know, diet or yo-yo health plan, you know. Mm-hmm. We want to make some changes. We want them to be a work in progress, you know, and if it's an overnight thing, then I would be a bazillionaire, you know, but that's not how this works, and people didn't. This process didn't happen overnight, so it's usually not an overnight process to get you better. So, you know, that's why it's important for people to understand that it's a process, and we're going to change your paradigm of eating, and we're going to change your paradigm of health, and we're going to make some changes and get you on a road to feeling great.
Right. Dr. Shane Stedman is with us. You can also join us on Facebook Live. Go to Haystack Help Radio, our page there. And if you've got any questions for Dr. Stedman, we'll take your questions there. Cassie will get that for us. When we come back, Dr. Stedman, let's talk a little bit about because I'm just thinking of things that he just went through with me, and, you know, from inflammation, and then she talked about basically the gut repair, gut issues. There's a product I'm going to pick up. You were out of just the other day, but I'm going to swing by this afternoon and pick up, called RepairVeet. So just want to talk about some of the different things that you offer there, again, just to get us internally working good, to get us on that path to wellness. So we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Don't fall for gimmick ads when choosing your insurance coverage. Group Insurance Analyst has been Colorado's insurance superstore since 1984, where customers can compare and shop for all of their insurance needs. At GIA Insurance, their brokers have no allegiance to any particular health, auto, or home insurance company. Take advantage of their experience, expertise, and exceptional client service. For your free quote, call today at 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Visit their website, e-gia.com, or stop by their office at 44th and Garrison Street in Wheat Ridge. Group Insurance Analyst is an official Haystack Help registered company.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical. You'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
When should I begin Social Security so that I can maximize my benefits? Have you been wondering what is right for your retirement planning? Dot Mechtenberg offers a free consultation. Don't make a mistake. Call Dot today at 303-940-7807. That's 303-940-7807. Or visit dotmechtenberg.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC.
Need a new pickup? Lynn Lyle Chevrolet is having its Silverado year-end clearance sale. With Silverado starting at just $26,900, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet always has the lowest prices. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LynnLyleChevy.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley, along with Marie Christine. Dr. Shane Steadman is our guest. IntegratedHealthDenver.com. His number for a free consultation, 303-781-5617.
So, Dr. Steadman, I'm writing down the supplements that you're saying are good for almost everybody. And fish oil was one of them. And then you said turmeric. Isn't that a spice you could cook with?
It is. Yeah, turmeric's a spice. So fish oil, turmeric, vitamin D, because everybody seems to be deficient in vitamin D. Resveratrol, so it's like reserve, kind of has that same spelling, resveratrol. And then the last one is called glutathione, which is kind of tough to pick up just at, like, you know, your natural grocers and stuff like that. But a lot of people might know it as N-acetylcysteine or NAC.
Okay, so that one, like, I can write down, NAC.
N. Yeah, NAC, that's a simple one. So okay. If somebody was, you know, saying, you know, let's say they went to natural grocers and I talked to somebody and, like, I was listening to Dr. Steadman on the radio and he was saying that, you know, I really need to keep my inflammation down because that's really where, you know, a lot of the root of health issues lie, you know, and I want these things. I would say fish oil, turmeric, vitamin D, resveratrol, and then NAC.
Okay, and those will be pretty easy to find.
Those are good start. Oh, yeah.
And even, I was just thinking, you know, some of these are pills that you could take, you know, however many times a day, but even something like turmeric, you could just change your cooking habits a little bit and incorporate some of these foods, you know, into your diet more, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And anytime you use, you know, spices, I mean, all those different spices have some amazing health benefits to it. And I think this is kind of the other key when you look at diet is to make your diet more variety, you know, have a bigger variety to it. So if you have some, you know, Indian food that has curry in it or some of your Thai food that has curry in it, you know, you're going to have your turmeric. So you get some of those spices, you get some different peppers, you get some different vegetables. And, you know, that the whole new world is kind of coming out on a term called microbiome. So microbiome is looking at all the bacteria in your gut and the role that they play with health and the role they play with, like, brain function and genetics and your immune system and all these different pieces. And if you're, and so you, we want to keep our microbiome healthy, and one way that you do that is by having a variety of foods. So they feed all the different bugs in your stomach, and all those different bugs have different roles in health. So you're starting to see a lot of research going towards that, which will help me dovetail into Scott's next question about the repair bite. But but absolutely, you know, turmeric and other spices are really good, you know, things that you should incorporate in your diet.
Now, real quick also, let's say I'm in the natural grocers and I'm buying these things. You know, there's shelves and shelves and shelves of little bottles that the labels all say you should have every one of them every day. Are there some of those that are just total hoaxes that you just don't need at all in your diet?
You know, here's the thing on supplements, and I think it's where people get confused, and we see it all the time, is that, you know, obviously most all supplements are probably going to be good for you. But supplements should be really designed, or you should only be taking supplements based on what you're trying to accomplish.
Right.
You know, so to go, you know, so we see patients that will come in with, you know, 3-4 bags of supplements, and, you know, and I'm like, well, why are you taking so many supplements? Well, you know, I listened to this guy on TV, you know, and he said to take these supplements. I listened to Stedman on the radio. He said to take these supplements. I read this article. I read this book. I heard this guy. I heard this doc, you know, and there's so much information out there, which is really great, but it can also be overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're taking supplements, it's really important to understand why you're taking them and what the goal of it is. And that's one thing that we do in our office is we try to educate on, you know, the purpose of turmeric. There's actually a very specific purpose of turmeric, and there's a very specific mechanism that turmeric does with inflammation, where glutathione does something different with inflammation. Fish oil does something different for inflammation. So depending on what you're trying to accomplish should be the reason why you're taking supplements, not just to take supplements for the sake of taking supplements.
So before you go to the natural grocers, go see Dr. Stedman at Integrated Health Systems, and he'll make a plan so you actually know what you should be eating.
Correct. So what you should be eating, what you should be taking, when and how and why. So those are all things that people should know. Don't just take supplements for the sake of taking supplements.
Exactly.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah. All right, last few minutes here. Let's talk about the whole, we've talked about inflammation. Let's talk about that gut repair part of it, our digestion, all that, and that repair vite. Is that the proper terminology? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I say repair vite.
Okay. We'll go with you. You're the doctor. All right. So tell us a little bit about that whole gut repair. Do most of us need it, or is that an individual type of thing? And then what this RepairVite does?
You know, it almost seems like about nine times out of 10, you know, patients need some kind of gut healing. And when you look at the gut, I mean, if there's so much research that's coming out, and going back to the microbiome, the word that I threw out there, but the microbiome, if that system is off, then the rest of your health could be off. There was an article that I read several years ago. It's in one of my PowerPoints. It actually states, if you want an autoimmune disease, basically have leaky gut. And I was like, wow, that's a powerful, you know, article put out by a medical research group. And basically, that's one of the things that they're showing, is that if your gut is a mess, so does your health. You know, wherever your gut goes, there goes your health. And so a lot of times in our office, we're working on people's digestive system, because inflammation can arise from there. Your immune system can get activated. So the RepairVite that we use is the name of a product. But the main ingredient that's in it is glutamine. So L-glutamine is utilized by the cells in the stomach, and they help to regenerate that system. And they actually regenerate about every 72 hours, but you're providing some fuel source and some amino acids to help that regeneration process become more efficient, so that now the foods you eat are being absorbed, and you don't have gas and bloating and heartburn and reflux and changes in stools and all these different things that can really lead to a bunch of other issues. So that's what's in the RepairVite.
Right. Man, just there's so many answers out there to getting on the path to wellness. But like you say, I think getting people in, get the blood work, get it done. But then, as you said, most of us have to realize that we have to make that change, I mean, for life, to really maintain good health.
Absolutely. And I think if people, which and what we find too, and this is good for the listeners, is that when you make those changes and you feel good, you don't want to go back. So it's super hard at the beginning. It's like going to the gym. Everybody goes to the gym at New Year's Eve or New Year's Day.
Right.
It's super hard, and they're really sore, and they're a little bit cranky, and they're kind of tired, and they're kind of annoyed. But if you keep on and you keep on and you keep on, then you start to see the changes, and you feel better about yourself, and then you can't imagine not going to the gym. Right. And that's kind of how this is, too. It's annoying, and it's frustrating, and it's hard. But when you start feeling better, you don't want to go back to eating the way that you used to eat and feeling the way you used to feel. You like getting a good night's sleep. You like having energy throughout the day. So that should be the goal.
Absolutely. Great way to wrap it up. Get to the gym. See, that's why I didn't work out. I don't want to be sore, you know?
But there's hope at the end of the tunnel.
Now there's hope.
Whole point,
yeah.
Scott.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Stedman, thank you so much, sir. And I'll be over in a little while to see you guys.
Absolutely.
All right. Dr. Shane Stedman, 303-781-5617. 303-781-5617. IntegratedHealthDenver.com. Marie, thank you.
Thank you.
And Cassie's always on the silent mode over there running our Facebook Live on Haystack Help Radio. So give us a like over there. Check out our website once again, haystackhelp.com. Hope everyone has a great day. And leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.